Hey, my name's Zach, and I sing a lot.
I'm Josh, and I play the mandolin.
My name's Dean, I play the bass.
My name's Clayton, I play the guitar.
First of all, happy Record Store Day to you guys.
Seriously.
Same to you.
And happy Earth Day. The formation of your band came together kind of organically, and I think that's a good way to describe your music because you're hard to categorize. How would you describe yourselves?
It's generically folk music. I mean, that's what we love, and we like a lot of the sounds of the 60s, you know, the birds and stuff like that, and so it's sort of like folk, and it has that sort of 60s rock and roll through the lens of, like, through the lens of that kind of folk music, yeah. With mandolin, that's pretty much an upright bass instead of electric, and that's pretty much the difference.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted you to know my heart is made of steel. My poor mind is getting old. Without you, it's unreal. I just can't seem to unwind. You're always up there in my mind, taking what's not yours to find. I've had enough. I hear a lot about you in the bluegrass world. You're at a lot of festivals and things like that. Do you think that you've been received well in this tight-knit musical community? Yeah. The bluegrass community is a great community to be in because everybody, you know, the people that are your fans are also sort of your friends, and every, you know, you go to a festival and you hang out with your heroes, and at the same time, you pretty much feel like you know half the people at the festival, even if it was like thousands of people. It's so close. And our music is influenced by bluegrass, and we're from Kentucky, and so there's a lot of the old time and bluegrass, and, you know, I play the mandolin pretty much exclusively, so I'm in that world a lot, so it works really well in the bluegrass thing. Sometimes we're kind of like received as the rock and roll band at a bluegrass festival, but if we go play a rock and roll festival, we're the bluegrass band, you know. So it's like genres are hard to define for that reason too.
Will you look at me, says words they'll never understand. It's fine forgiveness, baby, or coming from the rain. Dry your tears upon my sleeve and let love break away our chains. Roses, let us bloom one more day. I've seen a lot of younger bands that have string instruments like this put into the bluegrass community, but a lot of the music doesn't sound like traditional bluegrass at all. Have you seen this shift yourselves?
Yeah, since we've been playing, it feels like there's sort of the group that we came up with. It's changing, you know? It's kind of making our own voice, I think, for this generation.
Yeah, we see it, and I think it's just taking these instruments and exploring with them. And, you know, even over the course of our band, we've changed. You know, because you hear the way that people have played in the past, and so that invariably influences you, but as you play more, you start to find your own voice. And, you know, I think that's a little bit of what we've done, and that's what a lot of people do.
Do you think that, well, I know it's hard to judge now, but in like 50 years, do you think that this shift will be seen as sort of the progression of bluegrass or a new branch of music?
Yeah, that's a very existential question. It's
sort of like our generation, you know, I didn't grow up in sitting around picking on porches at log cabins or anything like a lot of my heroes did, you know, in that bluegrass world. And so it's sort of like my filter is totally different when I'm looking at what I like about bluegrass, and what I take from it is totally different than somebody 10 years ago or 20 years ago even. And so some of the things that made bluegrass sort of hard to get into in the past are sort of being erased, and it's sort of being blurred with, I don't know if it's called pop music, but just like whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, so I think the music is changing, and it's always going to change, but what people call bluegrass and what you and I know as traditional bluegrass is always going to exist. So to say that, like, bluegrass is changing, it's, you know, what does that really mean? It's like, people are always going to play traditional bluegrass. So, you know, it's nothing to worry about.
There's still log cabins and back porches somewhere, you know? We just don't see them.
I've said everything I was too shy to say, but that's too easy, it's much too easy, it didn't work that way. So I turned to someone else, someone I couldn't see, to guide everything and bring it all to me. But that's too easy, it's much too easy, it didn't work that way. I need you.
Who are your influences, bluegrass or not?
John Hartford is a personal hero of mine. You know, he was really into bluegrass string band music, but he also did his own thing and completely explored and followed his own muse, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely think, gosh, I was one of the things that I didn't find it, but I was looking for Record Store Day was the Gene Clark. With Doug Dillard, you know, people that sort of came out of folk music and went into the bluegrass world, and innovators that kind of, you know, definitely John Hartford is one of the
Clarence White. Clayton, our lead guitar player, he's listened to tons of Clarence White, and
our favorite guitar player.
It's, you know, he's an amazing bluegrass guitar player. He was one of the biggest influences on Tony Rice, but you know, then he also, you know, was one of the pioneers of playing the B-Bender Telecaster in the Byrds when they put out Sweetheart of the Rodeo and all that stuff, and it's like, innovators, that's who we're into, I think.
Yeah.
So what's the next step for you guys?
We've just been riding a lot, and we've been on the road so much. This has been, I mean, almost 3 months in a row straight all over the country, so we've been doing a ton of touring and playing together and riding, and so we're trying to, now that we're home for at least a couple weeks, we're going to try to put it all together, some of the stuff we've been arranging and working on for the last 3 months, you know. Try to figure out what the next thing is, I think. We've got a lot of good ideas. Yeah.
Here I stand, broken man, I'm home. I tried to do it on my own. I tried to make it all alone. But here I stand, broken man, I'm home.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.